It's time for Inside Sports Medicine on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket with your host, Dr. Tio Soriao, orthopedic surgeon and medical director of Texas Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Group. Get your sports medicine questions ready and call 888-787-1310.
Dr. Tio Soriao. And that was very insightful.
That was very insightful.
Yeah.
That's a pretty cool sound bite.
Great voice.
Yeah, it is.
Great radio voice,
great
wasn't it?
Great radio voice. So, guys, we're back inside Sports Medicine here with Dr. Tio Soriao and Brad Ballard. And we want to give out the number, 888-787-1310. Make sure you call with your questions related to sports medicine and orthopedic questions and so forth. But this hour, or this segment rather, is dedicated to Sports Medicine 101. I'd probably say this is one of my favorite segments, Doc.
So my least favorite is the business of medicine. I always feel very uncomfortable with that. But our people like it. Fans like the business of medicine. We haven't done it since we've been on the ticket.
Yeah.
But
the reason why you don't like it, like you say, you get a little nervous because we got to peel back the curtain of how
you
ugly.
Peel back the curtain and it is ugly and it is nasty and you want to be positive and we're not doing it today. So there's not a business of medicine today, but we're talking about Sports Medicine 101, which is pretty relevant since we're watching the Masters.
That's right. Right. We're watching golf. And so Sports Medicine 101 is the reason why it's one of my favorite segments is because we just get a chance to educate. And this right here is just like just straight up great information that you can take and apply. So with it being the Masters, I think we want to talk about something that is common for golfers, which is golfer's elbow.
Everybody has heard of tennis elbow.
Yeah, everybody has heard of tennis elbow.
But there's a golfer's elbow too.
There's a golfer's elbow. And so the ironic part about it is that even though we call tennis elbow, tennis is not the most common thing that causes tennis elbow. And I would go as far to say for golfer's elbow, golf is not what
It's not.
It's not the most common cause of golfer's elbow.
You know what's really weird?
What's that?
Tennis players can get golfer's elbow. That's really weird. But yes.
That's right. So golfer's elbow, if you look at the elbow, I guess it's the pinky side of the elbow.
The inside. The part next to your chest
wall. As opposed to the part that's kind of on the thumb side if you got your hand out. But unfortunately, it causes pain right at that area. It is what we call an overuse injury. It's a tendonitis. There's a tendon that sits right there on the bone, on the inside part of the bone. And there's several muscles that are there that help with gripping. And so with golfers, particularly if they're constantly swinging and gripping the clubs and they are doing too much swinging, too fast, too much, too soon, they'll start to get pain on that inside part of the elbow and it'll become inflamed. Whether it's golfers or not, if you do a lot of grip intensive activities, that's typically what causes it. So weightlifters get it. I've gotten it a little bit before just from, you know, constantly picking up dumbbells and doing things that are very grip intensive. We see this often. I'll probably say I see this, I mean, even as often as once a month, once or twice a month, particularly recently with people during coronavirus kind of tinkering around stuff at the house.
Yeah, right? You can get it from a screwdriver. You can get it from a hammer if you're putting together a bird cage or what.
Whatever, yeah. So I've seen people, because they're home more, they're like, well, I got to fill my time doing something. I've seen people tinkering on working on stuff and coming in with golfer's elbow.
So you get this medial elbow pain. Medial is the side close to the chest wall. And look, in the early stages, it's just a tendonitis. A little bit of Advil, watch what you do, and it goes away. But for most of us, whatever the overuse syndrome is, we continue to overuse it.
That's right. And it's not enough at first to make us stop, so we just
keep going.
This will get better, whatever.
And then the tendonitis becomes a bit more ingrained. It becomes what's called a tendinosis. And what tendinosis is actually tearing of some of the fibers, and it makes it really hard to heal because it's not bad enough to stop. It's not bad enough to go into a sling or a cast. So we keep going. We shake hands. We pick up 5-pound bags of flour. And it really never has a chance to heal, and it festers a little bit. And when patients get really flustered, when they have a hard time sleeping, that's when they come see us. And mind you, it's hard for us too.
Yep.
So whether it's tennis elbow, which is on the outside part of the elbow, or golfer's elbow, which is on the inside part of the elbow, they both clinically look the same, and they're really hard to treat. I always tell my patients, if I put you in a cast for 6 weeks, it'll heal.
Oh,
I promise.
Yeah.
I promise.
This is going to come at too great of a cost for that.
But it's not practical.
That's right.
It's not practical. So the trick is, how do we make something like this get better and still allow you to function?
Right, right. So typically, you know, we have to modify some activity, right?
You got to watch your grip.
You got to watch your grip. Or you got to hold off from golf a little bit. So I've had a patient come in recently, and the thing is, he's like, but the problem is, doc, like, I really want to golf.
Right.
So I tell him, I'm like, we're still going to have to either golf not as much, or, you know, we're going to have to be more aggressive with the treatment if golfing is that important for you. Right.
Right.
For some people, it's just like, okay, well, I'll just stop golfing for a while. But he's like, doc, I'm retired. I'm trying to get out here and golf as much as possible. So for him, you know, we did a cortisone injection. We did some things that are going to be a little bit more aggressive than just, hey, stop doing what you're doing.
Well, and so, again, in the sports medicine world, we have to warn you if it's dangerous. So typically, this is not a dangerous thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to have lifelong paralysis because you've got golfer's elbow.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to say, all right, we're shutting you down.
Right.
We'll tell you, we'll recommend, but it's up to you. Because of all these factors that we've just mentioned, it's common, it's not dangerous, it's not practical to put you in a cast, it really does make it hard to treat, and there's not one thing that we can do to make it go away.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't say, here, take this pill, and it'll be better.
Right.
No. It's part of a multi...
It's a combination of things.
Yeah, you got to do that. You got to do ice. You got to do stretching. You got to wear, I like wearing a sleeve rather than a strap. There's friction massage. There's ice massage. There's a bunch of things you got to do. One of the newest tools that we have available to us, and Dr. Ballard is really, really good at this, is ultrasound guided PRP. So you draw the patient's blood, you get the growth factors, and using the ultrasound machine, you can put it exactly where the damage is to allow it to heal. One of the complicating factors with all of these tendinosis pictures is that they have a poor blood supply.
Yeah.
So what Ballard is doing is he's giving you blood supply. He's putting blood where it needs to go so that the darn thing can heal. Finally, if nothing else works, it ends up being surgical debridement. And which works.
It works.
But it's an operation.
Yeah.
It's an operation with a scar and rehab and immobilization and all that. So nowadays, especially with PRP, I find that I might do an elbow once a year because the vast majority respond.
And particularly the conversation with me with PRP with the patients is, hey, listen, I need you to be willing to give me 8 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, because just don't do anything. We can't do anything.
Once you put it in there, you got to let it work.
We got to let it sit.
You got to let it
go out there and just keep going out there. We got to give me about a good 8 weeks to let it do its thing before we kind of start getting back. And if people are willing to do that, I think we have great results.
That was Golfer's Elbow. If you missed any part of it, you can download the podcast portion of it.
Yes.
All right. We have a quick little break. We're going to come back with Ann from Dallas. So you're going to be first up when we come back on Sports Radio 96.7, 1310, The Ticket.